Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After growing their automation business for 30 years in our state, our next guest recently decided to sell his company to a German firm. What does this mean for one of South Carolina's fastest growing companies? Grant Phillips is president of REI Automation, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Grant, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate you having me on.
So give us the story here, brief history and overview of your company.
Great. Well, REI Automation was established in 1990. Back then, we had two or three employees back before I owned the company. In 1999, Paul Brown and I bought the stock of REI Automation, and we've kind of continuously grown organically over that past 21 years that we've owned the company.
And what exactly does the company do?
What we do is design and build automated machines. And that typically takes the form of assembly lines and robotic cells, and typically for manufacturers around the Southeast and actually all over the world.
Give us an example of a typical product that you do and what it's used for.
Well, we'll build assembly lines for medical products, automotive components, electronics components, brake systems for cars and for IV bags for medical products. And we'll build an assembly line to produce those products for the company to use in their plants.
Who is your market? Are we talking big Fortune 50 companies? Are we talking middle market size?
The bulk of our customers are very large companies, but we do work with local plants here in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Most of our customers are very large companies.
And what led to this sale to this German outfit? Tell us about that.
Well, we were approached by Hahn Automation and Hahn Group last year. We thought it was a great fit. Hahn Group is a collection of international companies that do exactly what we do all over the world. And so we thought that merging with Hahn Group would be a great way to sustain the same type of growth that we've had over the past 21 years.
So would this be an example then of a very large player swallowing up a smaller player?
We think of it as, rather than a corporation, we think of the Hahn Group as a collection of entrepreneurial companies that are scaled of about the size of REI Automation, but with a footprint around the world and various niche markets, so that we are able to grow by interacting and using best practices of each of the companies, but also able to reach different markets through contacts that are made throughout the world.
And so what does this mean for your operations here in our state? The plan is to stay?
So in many ways, nothing will change. And so I will still remain in my position. My business partner, Paul Brown, will remain in his position. We are still minority shareholders in the company, and we plan to continue to grow the company in much the same manner that we've done over the past, but with many more resources and many more contacts than we've had in the past.
What are the challenges in your industry right now, the automation business, creating assembly lines?
The challenge we have, of course, as most industry, is bringing in new people and training them in the industry. And we do a lot of that in-house, as well as we partner with local universities and Midlands Tech here in Columbia.
What's the average time frame of one of your assembly lines from the drawing board to the finished product?
Might be 6 to 9 months. A very large project might take up to a year.
And are the parts for an assembly line, do they come from various parts of the world?
Absolutely. So our vendors who provide us components to go into a machine come from all over the world. We do have a local machine shop in-house that produces a lot of the components that we use, but we have vendors from literally all over the world.
Share with us what has been your largest assembly line and what has been your smallest one.
Well, the largest assembly lines run typically $5, $6, $7 million, and a small project might be as small as $10,000 or $20,000, $30,000.
Can you give an idea of the products that came off of these assembly lines?
Well, large assembly lines are typically like an automotive product. Say there's a new transmission, gear transfer system, brake system.
And the smaller ones, what type of product might roll off of one of those?
Well, a small machine might be a testing machine that somebody puts a product inside and it does some type of electrical test or a vision inspection.
I believe I heard you mention robotic cells as something that you manufacture, you make, or design as well. Exactly what is that?
So robotic cells can be used for either assembly of products or packaging of products. So at the end of an assembly line, where you put the product into boxes and maybe boxes into case packs and case packs stacked on a pallet.
Well, Grant, thanks so much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you so much.
Grant Phillips is president of REI Automation based in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.